Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Russia said on Wednesday it was fighting intense battles against Ukrainian forces that had penetrated its southern border near a major natural gas transmission hub. The acting governor of Kursk region said he had introduced a state of emergency. Russia has advanced this year after the failure of Ukraine's 2023 counteroffensive to achieve major gains. Ukraine struck back on Tuesday in one of the largest incursions into Russian territory since the war began, and battles continued through the night into Wednesday. Thousands of anti-racism protesters gathered in London on Wednesday to challenge expected far-right groups that failed to materialize following more than a week of violent racist attacks targeting Muslims and migrants.
Say it loud! Say it good!
Britain has been swept by a series of riots that erupted early last week after three young girls were killed in a knife attack in Southport, located in northwest England, triggering a wave of false messaging online that wrongly identified the suspected killer as an Islamist migrant. Posts online have said far-right anti-Muslim protesters would target a list of immigration centers, migrant support centers, and specialist law firms on Wednesday, prompting many businesses to close early and some shops to board up windows. Venezuela's legal system mounted more challenges against the country's political opposition on Wednesday. The head of Venezuela's Supreme Court ruled Edmundo Gonzalez, who challenged President Nicolas Maduro in the July 28th election, was in contempt of court after refusing to answer a summons to attend what it said was a certification of the results. The opposition said Gonzalez defeated Maduro in the vote. The 74-year-old former